And we're going to be giving out that overall prize after we talk to Rossa McDermott, who's from Optimum Sports Management. And Rossa is with us to talk about our own phenomenon. We've had Brangelina, we've had Brennifer, we've had Tomcat. Now we have Wazzleroy. Tell us about Wazzleroy, Rossa.
Good evening, Anton. Well, Wazzleroy is something that's evolved over the last couple of weeks. It's the latest sports glamour couple, Caroline Wozniacki and our own Rory McIlroy. The name has been self-appointed. Rory's obviously tweeted that name already and gifted her with a golf club with her name engraved on it as Wazzleroy. And really, it's two sports people, 21 and 22, who are very successful. Wozniacki's number one in the world this year. Rory just won the most expensive, the highest prize money in golf 10 days ago, and US Open winner. So it's a sports marketing story now, which is really gathering
pace. Explain that. Why is it more useful for marketing to have them going out with each other than to have them as just separate entities doing their own work?
Very simply, I think it opens up. Well, the marketeers love this kind of story. One is they don't have to give it a name. It has a name. So it's in the Bennifer and the Tomcat and all category. But also it opens up lifestyle. It opens up other product opportunities because they are a couple, inverted commas. So they're both individually successful in their own sport. But together there is a story which appeals to another demographic. So in fairness, all the sports marketing companies are doing cartwheels because they see this as 50% or more added value, the fact that they're together, which adds to their individual stories in their own sports sectors.
Is it common or uncommon to have top-notch athletes from various different sports getting together?
It's common. I mean, it's not uncommon. You know, there has been a history of combined sports people. Adam Scott, the golfer, was dating Anna Ivanovic at one stage. Kim Clijsters and Lloyd Hewitt many years ago were doing it. There is a bigger overlap in the United States from the movie Hollywood world. You know, Tom Brady, the New England Patriots quarterback, is going out with Gisela Bündchen, which is who is a supermodel, and there are other cases, Beyonce, Jay-Z, and so on and so forth. So that kind of overlap is not uncommon. You know, there is a theory that because of the lifestyle they live, the goldfish bowl, they're actually suited to live with people who are compatible with the lifestyle they do lead, you know, because the history is of people who have married outside high profile, whether it's Michael Jordan or so on and so forth, you know, their marriages have been casualty. So there
but
tends to be
the
a theory.
Same history from within those who marry goldfish bowl to goldfish bowl. The sports star marriages don't tend to last that long.
I don't think there's any guarantee in that sense. But there, you know, there has been some theories in the Forbes list of high sports people that there is a strength in that, but it's not guaranteed either. So, you know, I think Chris Evert is a classic example. In her third marriage with Greg Norman, it lasted 15 months, and you would have thought that they were the most prepared at the age that they did it to withstand that. But, you know, I think it was very simple things. They couldn't even decide where they wanted to live, even though they're only about 15 miles apart in Florida.
And he came out of a very long marriage to get into that
marriage, married 25 years. It cost him, you know, over $100 million to do. They thought this is what they wanted to do. They were neighbours, but it only lasted 15 months. So there's no guarantee, Anton.
Whenever people talk about Rory McIlroy and his performance and his management and everything else, at some point somebody will say, keep in mind he's only a 22-year-old guy and the pressure and blah, blah, blah. Has he brought a ton of extra pressure on himself now? Because the extra scrutiny, if this relationship ends, it'll get torn apart in gossip mags and the sports pages.
The amazing thing about Rory McIlroy is that he's been very open about this. You know, as we said earlier, he gave himself the moniker. He's lives his life on Twitter, or has done quite extensively. He's been in the spotlight since he was chipping golf balls on UTV, you know, 10 or more years ago. He would have said that the time he's done it, he changed his management company, he's got a personal life which is in the public domain. You know, you'd say that's a recipe for disaster. And then he goes and wins, you know, $2 million worth of prize money, you know, with a limited top-class field in China, which throws all those theories into the bunker.
If you're advising him, would you be saying, look, don't take the temptation, don't follow the dreams of avarice and get into doing VIP spreads, just stay at the sports end of the spectrum and keep your credibility, or have at it, earn while the going's good?
I would be of the former, but in fairness to Rory, I think he keeps his personal life, you know, his real personal life has always been private, even with his previous girlfriend, Holly. I mean, he doesn't do the hello VIP type spreads. You'd have to say that